head toward the back end of hour number two here, we've got to dig through a little bit. The dumbest thing that you've heard all week, right? The dumbest thing you've heard all week. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. I've got a couple of contestants for you. And they're worthy. One of them is especially worthy. I might have, you know, a preconceived notion of what I think is the dumbest thing I've heard. And think about this. With all the impeachment stuff going on and everything that's happening and all the comments being made by politicians, and Richard Blumenthal says that impeachment has to happen. Senator Blumenthal says it's impeachment time. You know, there's a guy, Blumenthal, by the way. There's a guy who had a successful personality bypass operation, coupled with a charisma bypass operation, both very successful. I believe that it's, the president has committed high crimes and misdemeanors. That's great, Senator. Not a guy to be on the radio or television or much of anything for that matter. Anyhow, I digress. Where was I? Oh, yes. Let's talk about CNN. I see this more often lately. CNN actually tells the truth on occasion. And Jake Tapper sometimes does, sometimes doesn't. But Jake Tapper yesterday pointing out to a member of Congress, a Democratic member of Congress, the truth about impeachment, the truth about where Democrats stand, and the peril that they are in. And I couldn't believe it when I saw it, but I did, and I wanted to share it with you. It's Bite Number 9 with Jake Tapper, and the truth about impeachment, Bite 9. Go.
So this will probably not come as a surprise to you, Congresswoman, but one of your Democratic colleagues, Congressman Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey, he's a Democrat. He represents a district that Trump won by, I think, something like 5 or 6 points. He just came out and said he will vote against the articles of impeachment unless there is something new that he has not seen or heard before. That means impeachment would not be unanimous among Democrats, although voting against impeachment ultimately will be bipartisan.
Well, that's true. It will be bipartisan if Jeff holds true to what he said. But the bottom line is each one of us really has to search our heart.
Blah, 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 blah. So how about you search your brain? Maybe you should make a decision based on intelligence, not emotion. Crazy concept, I realize. I just foolish talk. Do it on empirical evidence. Do it on the facts. Base it on fact witnesses, not professors who feel this way or feel that, are so offended by Trump Tower they can't even walk by the building without bursting into tears. Okay, I'm better. All right, so for the dumbest thing you heard all week, I'm going to replay Bite Number 8. If you missed it in hour number one, replay it. This is Joe Biden yesterday picking a fight with some guy at a rally. He's an old guy. Stands up and says, you know, your kid's got this sweetheart deal. They're trying to get influence. Then Joe Biden, you know, starts yelling at him. You're a liar. You think you're tough? Let's have a push-up contest. I want to see Joe Biden do one push. I'll have that one push-up because I don't know that he can. I mean, he makes these comments. All right, Joe, I'll take you up on it. Let's have a push-up contest. Can you do any? Any. Anyhow, Bite Number 8. Bite Number 8. Go.
But you, on the other hand, sent your son over there to get a job and work for a gas company that he had no experience with gas or nothing in order to get access to the president. So you're selling access to the president just like he is. So you
got a damn liar, man. That's not true. And no one has ever said that. No one has ever said that.
I see it on the TV.
You see it on the TV. No, I really do. And by the way, that's why I'm not sedentary. I don't like it. And no, let him go. Look, the reason I'm running is because I've been around a long time and I know more than most people now. And I can get things done. That's why I'm running. And you want to check my shape on, let's do push-ups together, man. Let's do what's wrong.
Come on. Let's arm wrestle. Maybe I can beat you up. Yeah, these people are ridiculous. He also called the guy old and fat from we put our replay crew on it. He called the guy old and fat. Nice work, Joe. Well, why don't we just have a push-up contest? Yeah, because that's what I need to know about the commander-in-chief, is you can do more push-ups than this old guy that asked you a legitimate question. All right, so next up on the dumbest thing you've heard all week, and I'm going to be honest with you. This one is remarkable. I just said nice things about CNN, about Jake Tapper sometimes telling the truth. Well, my next contestant here, I don't even know if he understands the truth or would know it if it slapped him right in the face. I don't know. Don Lemon from CNN, the brilliant commentator, the guy who is the arbiter of all things on a daily basis. I want you to hear this brilliant exchange. We'll play it a couple of times for you. It's bite number 7 with Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo. Go.
Don't act like a child and expect to be treated like an adult. Don't act don't be disrespectful to people. Or not respectful. Disrespectful, I think, is not actually a word. But don't not be respectful to people and then expect to be treated with respect. Don't act like a child and expect to be treated like an adult. Don't act don't be disrespectful to people. Or not respectful. Disrespectful, I think, is not actually a word. But don't not be respectful to people and then expect to be treated with respect. Don't.
Disrespectful. I don't think that's actually a word. Newsflash, Don. Disrespect, disrespectful, both common words in the English language. You might want to acquaint yourself with a thing we call a dictionary or elementary education. That's something else you could acquaint yourself with. Don, how does this guy get on air? He is, if you use that dictionary I just reminded you exists, if you look up the word buffoon or the picture would be the same. It'd be Don Lemon. Dip. Yeah. I'm glad we've had this talk. Don, I'm glad we've had this talk.
I can't believe we're even having this conversation.
I can't either. I can't believe it. Disrespectful. I can't believe we're having this conversation. Ah, Lord, it's Friday. Feels like it too, doesn't it? Ah, yes. All right, so we're going to have a quick break here. Everybody can fill their coffee back up, get some final notes and thoughts for hour number 2 of the Steve Gruber Show. Don't forget to go to stevegruber.com. I implore you, go check it out. Send me a note. Look forward to hearing from you anywhere across the country, around the world. Stevegruber.com. We'll be right back.
From the depths of winter to cookouts in summer, natural gas is your safe, reliable, affordable energy source. Because DTE buys gas in the summer when prices are low and stores it to keep prices affordable. And we upgrade and monitor the system 24/7, 365. So for all you do, natural gas is there for you. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE. At DTE, our number one priority is your safety. So DTE is constantly monitoring and inspecting our natural gas infrastructure to make sure it's safe. But if you do smell gas or hear hissing, leave the area immediately. Call 911 and then DTE at 800-947-5000. We will send someone right away to check it out. Please, if you suspect a gas leak, make the call. DTE.